Under the artistic direction of Into Improv founders Sandra Paola and Dr. Chris Raymond, Knee Jerk is an improvisation ensemble that brings together musicians, sounders, and dancers, movers to explore how to best create together. Knee Jerk presents Fall, Fallen, Falling, a free evening-length improvised performance at the Rubin Center on Friday, November 20th. This performance is in collaboration with artists featured in the Matters of Gravity installation, which is part of the Rubin Center's latest exhibition, Territories of the Imagination. Today, my guest is Sandra Paola. Welcome.
Hi, good to be back.
So how did you get paired up with the artist from Matters of Gravity?
Well, it really started with wanting to collaborate with Carrie Doyle and the Rubin Center. The kind of performing that we do with Knee Jerk and in our private artistic work with Dr. Raymond is very much focused in non-traditional theatrical spaces. We did a lot of work when we were back in Illinois in art museums, specifically in contemporary art museums or galleries. So when we came to town and met Carrie and saw the Rubin Center, we were very, very sure that we had to be there at
some point. It's kind of a nice place. I totally get it.
Yes, it's a very nice space. And what was the best about it is that with Carrie has been really, really supportive and excited to have us there to bring performance into the space. So one of the things that we both agreed very quickly on is that we wanted to make sure that our performance was going to be speaking to and in dialogue with whatever was going on in the gallery at the time. And it just happened to be this great installation, the Matters of Gravity installation, with which we really connected. And she just put us in contact with a couple of the artists. We exchanged a few emails. We met them last week when they were here doing the installation, had really, really great connection. And yeah, and so that's kind of how those things work.
So it's improv. So I imagine it's not rehearsed. It's none of that. But how does that work then with the collaboration? Is it more about getting permission from the artist to say, hey, can we perform in collaboration with your piece? Because, I mean, I don't think you have a do you have a plan?
That's a really good question. So there's definitely the common misconception that improvisation is you just go there and do whatever you want. And I do want to make it clear that there is an extensive a way that we prepare. We don't choreograph a specific piece. So the material that we actually perform, so the movements and the sounds that are coming out, are not predetermined. That doesn't mean that there's no rehearsal process or no preparation.
Research, right? I mean, you've obviously looked at their work.
Yes, looking at their work and also working together with our ensemble, because we have to make sure that we are understanding each other in how we can create together to be able to create something that is cohesive and makes sense in the moment. So with this specific piece, you know, with the first dialogues that we had with the artists, they sent us some video material of the projections in the space. We talked about the layout of the space. We talked about this concept of falling. I've been lately fascinated with this idea that we're in constant state of falling. Like we're literally, like walking is falling. You're constantly falling. You know, we're being pulled by gravity all the time. And the idea that their research was based on gravity and studying gravity by its absence. So we were very fascinated by this concept. And then once the installation was up and we went in the space with the artist, was making sure that we were using the ways that we were thinking about using the space were not in conflict with how they wanted their pieces viewed.
Correct. Maintain their respect of both.
Absolutely. So we don't want to change in any way how the piece is being viewed unless the artists are okay with that. And thankfully, both Ale de la Puente and Naum were very excited about all of our ideas. So it kind of worked out very nicely.
And it's got to be exciting for you as a mover because, I mean, seeing some of the projections, I mean, they're floating. Mm-hmm. How do you float as a dancer?
Yeah, I don't think necessarily we're thinking about floating, but I am very interested in this idea also of what the video represents for the artist. So we talked a lot about memory because they have a lot of projections in this installation because the installation is really a reflection of their research, a two-year period that they researched to do this, and they actually went to Russia to the space station. So they have all this this history with the topic, and the research that they've done is really reflected in the pieces. So we were talking about this idea of memory and how we can interact with memory and make something new in the moment based on that memory and our experience of being in that space with those memories.
So speaking of being in that space with those memories, how is it physically going to be? Are you going to be in the actual gallery space where their projections are showing?
So there's kind of two parts to the concert. The first little bit, they have a short, well, not a short piece. It's actually a projection in the atrium right when you walk into the gallery, into the space. So there's a piece that's going to be there. There's another piece in the stairwell. So they have a sound piece in the stairwell. So we're going to have a movement piece in the stairwell.
Seems to promote falling.
Yes. Hopefully we won't have anyone falling down the stairs, but yes. And then once you get up to the main gallery, that's where the rest of the concert will be. And it will kind of move through the gallery, through the different installation. We're going to interact with, I think, four different installations up in the second floor.
Okay.
So the first two in the atrium, in the little lobby area, and in the stairwell are going to be simultaneous. So they're going to be more of an installation in themselves, and people are going to be walking in and through them.
So fully interactive as a spectator, we're expected to be a part of it.
Yes, and you're going to be moving with us, and you're going to be directed by the other performers that are not in a specific piece throughout the space. So yes, it's kind of a journey from the moment you walk in.
Nice. It's always good to know as a spectator too, because sometimes you don't know, well, am I supposed to be in this space? Am I not supposed to be in this space?
Absolutely.
It's the tricky part.
Yes, and we'll have a greeter. So we'll have someone welcoming people, letting them know, kind of contextualizing the piece, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. But as improvisers, we are very eager to feed off of our audience and be able to give and build together. So very much audience is invited to walk in and through and be with us in the space.
And how many people will be moving with you?
Our ensemble, there's 9 of us in the ensemble. There's one person that can't make it that day because she has a conflict. So there would be 8 of us. 3 sounders. We like to say sounder and mover instead of musician, dancer, just because of we feel it's a little narrow. So there'll be 3 sounders and 5 movers.
Very nice. Now let's talk more about your group, because I was looking at Into Improv and it seems to be this really cool collaboration. And really, this is only your second knee-jerk performance?
Yes. Into Improv is an organization that we started back in 2011 with this idea of using performance and improvisation for social change and social transformation. And it has been molded in a lot of different shapes.
Well, it's improvisation.
Exactly.
You adjust to your environment.
Absolutely. So with Into Improv, we have several different programs. We have the Catleya Project, which I've talked about here before. It's one of our programs that is focused on empowering specifically women and working with women's issues. We're working with a women's shelter in Ciudad Juarez right now. Another program that we have is in collaboration with an organization called Compass in Juarez, also working with underprivileged youth, children, and teenagers. We're doing both movement and music and doing improvisation with them. We do this weekly. We personally go there once a week, but we have someone that works with them every week. We have another program called Instruments for Peace, where we gather instruments to donate to this program we work with in Juarez with Compass. And then we have Knee Jerk, and Knee Jerk really has become, it's like our, we call it our artistic laboratory, because everything we do socially has been rooted always in our artistic research and our experience as artists. And we've always wanted to be very focused on that and nurtured by that. And because most of our work is focused on ensemble work, on collective creativity, and how that emerges and how that can be played with, we're very interested in this idea that when you're improvising collectively, it's really the group what takes a life of its own. So it's no longer the individuals kind of adding ideas, but they're actually creating collectively. So Knee Jerk has become our little lab. So is this ensemble of movers and sounders that get together with us for 2 hours every week, and we just play and figure out, you know, we have a lot of experience improvising in our fields. Dr. Raymond is a jazz musician, and I've done basically have been focused on movement improvisation, specifically ensemble thinking and action theater and contact improvisation. So we kind of blend a lot of this with other influences that we bring, but really this is the space for us to try new ideas and to come up with different and innovative ways to create something together.
So what calls you, like, for example, with this specific performance that you're doing at the Rubin Center? It's because you knew you wanted to do something with the Rubin Center. Is there anything or any other place or entity that you have your eye on that perhaps will see a future knee jerk or anything that's moving you in a certain direction at the moment?
Maybe not a specific space, but we're definitely moved for our next performance to be in Juarez. So we've been doing a lot of community work in Juarez and not a lot of performing there. So we really want that to be our next performance. We aim to do one performance, one big performance like this per semester with Knee Jerk. This is our second one. We started the ensemble in January. So we really want the next one to be in Juarez. So I'll be letting you know where.
It seems like an attainable goal considering everything. Now, you mentioned the other program before we leave where you collect instruments. If somebody wants to donate an instrument, how can they do that?
Yes. So if you have an instrument in good condition, doesn't have to be new and can be used, you can go to our website, which is intoimprov.org. And there is a little link under programs that says Instruments for Peace, and there's all the instructions of what you need to do to get in contact with us. But we can actually go pick up the instrument, and we deliver it personally to the kids in Juarez.
That's got to be so cool.
Yes.
But for now, donate an instrument anytime. But for now, yes. Make plans to see your performance on the 20th, which sounds like it's just going to be fun.
Yes,
really.
I think it's going to be great. It's at 7:30, and plan to be there and enjoy the ride. We're very excited to do this.
So. And plan to be a part of the ride.
Yes, absolutely.
So spectators, you heard it here. We're expected to participate and falling. It's going to be Knee Jerk's second performance, and it's going to happen at the Rubin Center on Friday, November 20th. Today, my guest has been Sandra Paola from Into Improv and Knee Jerk. Thank you so much.
Thank you.